and you take a drag. Sometimes you had a suction house, and you, that's a thing with some teeth in it.
Yeah.
They call them, they got a good do-all now with all that on it. But it was just pure old suction house, and you walk behind it. Well, you drag the row down, just a little piece. Then you put a old planter up there, the most planter, dialogue planter, to call them, with a chain on the side of it. Go and plant your cotton. Take the cone and we drop it down the middle and plow in on it with the turning plow. Then take some and drag it off.
Did you have something that you'd use on a hill, a type plow you'd use on a hill?
You,
any kind of plow you'd use on a hill or a different?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, just like you, like you plowing your cotton or cone or
yeah.
something like that, or different type of,
plow.
Just like a sweeper.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we had thing called, he had something called a bull tongue. That was a big old long thing like that. Then he had a half shovel. That was a half a sweep like.
Yeah.
A half a shovel to throw to the rest of one way.
Uh-huh.
That's to throw to the cone or something like that. And then he had a, that's slipping my memory. Get that thing way to get to that old line, man. The other day, one of them things.
Yeah.
It got a wooden tongue to it.
Yeah. Suppose you came to a road and it had a log in the middle of the road. Did you ever have that happen?
Yes.
You tied a lot of rope to it.
To pull it out, pull it off the side. Pull it off the side. Now, if boys would make the new, if it big, wasn't too big, make the wagon jump over. But if dad is something that was with us, for, you know, we'd have to hook to it and pull it off the side.
Yeah. When you were cutting wood, was there a kind of an X-shaped frame that you'd lay a piece of?
Yeah, you like that. You take a saw and saw it.
And that was a what?
We call them saw horses.
Yeah.
And we'd take them, make it like that, you know, and it'd sit down on the ground, then lay that wood up and twist that, you know, and then we could saw it. Saw it good. Then you had a block, if you're going to cut it with your axe, you had a another piece of wood, about that high, about long as you would, as your chopping block, you could, you know, sharpen wood all with. If you had a saw, well, you put it up in that rack, saw rack.
What'd you sharpen the axe with?
With a file. They had a file. For instance, I'm young.
Yeah. A file, huh?
Now, I seen, they showed me, my granddad had a flintstone, a rock. Now he kept that thing, but he never did use it. I mean, he said he used to make fall with them. To the rubber. Well, I seen him do it about once or twice, and it got off my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But he said he used to make it, yeah.
Did you ever see a kind of thing that used, it would turn around and it would sharpen a...
Yeah. I done did it. A grinding rock?
Yeah.
Yeah. You turn it.
What about something you used to just sharpen your knife on?
Yeah, that's a razor rock with different thing. That's a grind, that's a rock too. Because I got one here somewhere. Now I sharpened a straight razor. I got
you use a straight razor?
Yeah. I got one here somewhere. Now my boys ain't got it. They got a straight razor too.
What did you sharpen it on?
You take a strap.
Leather strap?
Leather strap.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
You must have a steady hand to be able to use one.
Yeah. I was nervous once. My first wife died and left me a 3-hour-old baby. And a 3-hour-old baby and a 3-year-old boy and a 4-year-old boy.
Wow.
And I didn't have nobody to help me right then. And Mr. Adam, by him being such a good man, he told another woman to bring that baby up there, and he put the baby under the doctor. And told the doctor that whatsoever that baby needed, to give it to it. He give her all the time and don't look for me to nothing. He just looked to him for the money. Whatsoever it was, just save the baby. So my mother-in-law, she said she would, no, my oldest daughter, she had a baby. She said she would keep the baby. Then her husband wanted her to go to Las Vegas. So I wouldn't let her carry my baby